Let's stand and sing together this morning the first and the third verse of Christ Arose this morning. First and third.
Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foe. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with the saints to reign. He arose, he arose. Death cannot keep his prey, Jesus my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, with a mighty triumph for his foe. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints.
May be seated.
Amen. Amen. Everybody said amen. I don't know if y'all see what I see, but I see a beautiful sight this morning. You see what I see? The place is full, folks. What a beautiful sight it is. And for all of you who are visiting today, if you don't have a church home, we would love to have you here. Absolutely love it. And if you're going back away after today, we love you. And we'd love for you to come back and visit with us, okay? There are a few things in the bulletin that you'll want to take a look at and see what's coming up here in the near future. If you would like to be a part of things, all you got to do is say, I want to be a part of things. That's all you have to do. And you are. You don't have to pay dues. You don't have to do exercises or anything, okay? Okay. I'm going to ask our ushers, if they would, to come forward, and we'll receive our morning offering today. I don't know, but I see a lot of little Easter eggs in here. Did y'all see the little Easter eggs? They're everywhere. And they just brought so much happiness. When I saw them coming in with their families down the sidewalk and into the church, just warmed my heart completely. Does it warm yours? That's real warm. Come on now, does it warm your heart? If little kids don't warm your heart, you're colder than crap. Right? So God's good, and he's going to be good here today. He is. You're going to get a blessing here today. I hope you came looking for one, and that you could also be a blessing to someone else. Let go and worship. Right? Just let go and worship. Worship the one who came to life on the third day so that we could have what we have here today. Amen. It's great. Let's bow our heads. Henry, would you bless this offering? Amen. Going to sing a little bit more here, but before we do, Logan and Riley, yeah, over here, y'all hiding up here in the front. That's called hiding in plain sight, and I miss them every time. That's why I can't find my socks. Stella Anderson. Stella. Hi, Stella. Good to see you, honey. And Destiny. Hi, Destiny. I'm catching you now. If you just raise your hand a little higher. There you go. Thank you. Yeah, gotcha. And then John Martin. John, good to have you with us, John. Good to have every one of you who are visiting today, and I just pray that you leave here blessed in the very depths of your soul because he's so good today. He is, folks.
All right. Let's sing about a risen Savior this morning. 188 in your book, 188. We're going to do two verses of He Lives this morning. 188. Let's stand and sing together.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. Well, He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how. I know He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus. Lives today. Well, He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how, I know He lives within my heart.
That's beautiful. Now put your songbooks away, remain standing.
We normally have special music on Easter, but we are the special music today. Let's honor and praise Him and glorify Him. Amen. He is so worthy. Having a little technical difficulty. So you know what? Satan has a good way of trying to get in and kind of disrupt the spirit. And we're not going to let him do that today.
Amen.
We're not. While we're working it out in the back, Tom, do you care to lead us in prayer? And God says if we'll pray in his name and tell Satan to get out, he has to leave.
Sits at the right hand of God on high. If only we believe in Him, God, we too will live forever. Thank you for that. Now, Father, I ask your blessings on this service. And God, may we, O Lord, just lift our hearts up to you and give our praise to you in song and in soul and in mind and in heart. In Jesus' name.
Scott, that's the wrong song. That's not us just yet. Now we're ready.
Praise your name, Jesus. Sing
praise
with us
him.
Now.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all.
Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Then before the throne I stand in complete. Jesus died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow.
Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. He washed it white as snow.
Let's give the Lord a hand today. And we sing that simple hymn. And isn't it then just so fitting that we'd want to give Him worthy, give Him praise? He's worthy.
Amen. Amen.
He's worthy.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, because He is, we are.
Amen.
Amen.
Singing, honey.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Sing with us.
Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb, seated on the throne. We crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious, high and lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven crucified. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank Him today.
Thank you for the price.
A price we couldn't pay.
Bearing all my sin and shame, in love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb, seated on the throne. We crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious, high and lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven crucified. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb of God.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Crown Him this morning.
Trying to catch me. Wow, worthy is the Lamb. Woo! Is it okay if I do that? I haven't lost any dignity or anything, have I? Wow, wow, yes, Cheryl. Thank you, Cheryl, for sharing that with us. And I know this is a big day for you, a special day for you, because you're looking forward to seeing him one day. My son and his son were good friends at that time. Isn't it amazing how things happen that bring us closer together? Things that the world would say, oh, that's awful, that's bad, that's terrible. No, God has a plan, and his plan ends with us all being together forever. Can't beat that, folks. If we're together forever, you're not coming back to this. Amen. Even though to me, from here, this is heavenly this morning to see this congregation of people here to worship the Lord on Resurrection Day. Okay, then let's see a few verses of scripture here, okay? In Mark chapter 8 and verse 31, now this is important that you get this in threes. Number one, Mark 8:31, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed. And after 3 days, rise again. Chapter 9, verse 31. And he taught his disciples and said unto them, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day. Amen. That's number two. Look at chapter 10, verse 34. I'm going to read 33 and 34. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. Important that you know that, because that's what was happening to him. This wasn't something that knowledge came afterwards. This was knowledge before it ever happened. And he says, and, that's the mayonnaise on the sandwich, folks, and they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him. And the third day, y'all finish it real slowly. Ooh. Let's ask the Lord to bless these three verses of Scripture, or three partials of Scripture, because He's got a message for us today, folks. Lord, we're so grateful that we're able to be here. We're so grateful that You have inspired us to get up this morning on a cold morning and think of a Sunday morning where we could come out and worship together. Lord, I just thank You so much for that. Already our hearts are warmed. But Lord, our hearts can be warmed more by Your sweet Spirit that comes in and touches the very depths of our soul. And I pray that everyone who's here this morning experiences that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You see, the Word of God is not just full of stories and symbols. I was listening to little Georgia. Was that who was telling me the story coming out of Sunday school? And she said, what did we learn this day? And she said, who'd we learn about? And she said, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I love to hear a child say Jesus. That sweet little voice, it couldn't be any sweeter than that. She said, oh, but what happened? He rised again. Yes, he did. Amen. And to hear the truth come from a child's voice is so important. It is so important. So the Bible's not just a book full of stories and symbols. It's not. And we know that it has a lot of stories. We know that it has a lot of symbols. But numbers are meaningful. That's why this message today is on the third day. Because you're going to see the third day a little differently than you've ever seen it in your life today. I promise you. Because I did. And so I did, you are. I'm sharing this message with you. I'm sharing what God gave me that thrilled my soul. Numbers are meaningful in the Bible. And number three is in the Scriptures is one of the most significant, most important numbers that you'll come across. Now, I know you're going to tell me about 7. You're going to tell me about 10. You're going to tell me about all sorts of numbers. I know all those numbers. But I'm going to tell you that the number 3 is the most significant number in the Bible. Now, there's a reason for that. Because the Hebrew meaning of the word 3 or third means complete and good. Now, watch this, because this will complete your Easter story like you've never heard it before. Complete and good, perfect and whole. The word for it in Hebrew is shalosh. Now, I know that doesn't mean anything to you. Doesn't mean much, a whole lot to me, because I don't speak Hebrew. But I just want you to know that there was a word for it that was given of God in heaven to the Hebrew people, and it's shalosh, and it means third. Now, this is necessary for us to know this, because it's necessary to our faith itself. because it reminds us that Jesus is the Son of God. He rose to be with him in heaven the third day. You got to know that's what happened on that day. Was that an important day to God in heaven? Was, because he said it. And it was because his son came back over and sat down beside of him. If you've ever had a child to leave home and come back and come in the house, you know what I'm talking about. It was good for him to see his son come back home. If scriptures emphasizes a statement three times, you need to pay attention. I'm going to give you some illustrations for that. Peter, y'all know Peter. He was a rambunctious guy out there just ready to fight the world for everything he believed. I like men like that, don't you? There's a place for passionate men. There's a place for composed men. But I like old Peter. Peter, you're going to deny me three times. Did he say three? Wonder why he said three. He said, you're going to deny me three times, and then the rooster will crow. Well, he did, and the rooster did. So did God know what he was talking about? Oh, he set it up. This wasn't something that he caught secondhand. He told him he would deny him three times, and then the third time, the rooster would crow, and the rooster crowed. And Jesus, with that same number, supplied Peter with a redemption that he did not expect. So he comes to Peter and he says, now, he said to him three times, I'm not going to go into all three times, I'll just let you do the first two. He said, now tell me, do you love me? Peter said, well, yeah, Lord. So on the third time, he said, do you love me? He said, yes, Lord. He said, Lord, you know everything. Now, he didn't say this the first two times. Was it important that he hear it the third time? Yes. It was, because God set it up. You see, God has something. Oh, did I tell you that it means complete and good and perfect and whole? We see God setting this whole thing up so that's how we are. That we just don't come to the house of God and worship him halfway, fourth of the way or something. We do a complete worship of him. And to do that, you got to let go and worship him. So here he says, do you love me? Oh, yes, Lord, you know I love you. The third time, Lord, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. You know I do, because you know everything. You know that I love you. Now Jesus had an answer for him. Then go feed my sheep. Now that you've got it the third time, go feed my sheep. Well, he did. When you get to heaven, I promise you that the songs we sang this morning and worshipful songs, thank God for them. But when you get to heaven, you're going to sing. And you're going to sing, holy, holy, holy. How many is that? Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you. That's three. You going to do that? Yeah. Well, watch this. Here's what he said to finish that out. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Now, watch this. Who was, who is, and is to come. Amen? Are we finishing this story? Are we completing this story? The Easter story is going to be complete today, folks. Not going to be anything left behind. In John 2, Jesus declared that if the temple was destroyed, he would raise it up again in 3 days. Well, the Jews said, ain't no way. Ain't no way. It took 46 years to build this thing. And you're going to raise it in 3 days? He said, that's right. That's right. No brag, just fact. Right? Well, it's the third day. Are you ready for the third day? Well, folks, it's the third day. Yeah, it's the third day, and he's going to do something more incredible than rebuild a temple in a long weekend. We'll say a long weekend. We'll give him a long weekend. He's going to do something more incredible than building that temple in a long weekend. You know what he's going to do? Oh, he's going to rise from the grave. You tell me. What's more than building a temple in a long weekend? Rising from the grave. Rising from the dead. Well, that's impossible. That's why it's more. It's impossible with man. It's not impossible with God, because the same Spirit that resurrected Him is one day going to resurrect you. If you believe you're going to heaven, you're going to have to be resurrected to go to heaven.
Amen.
You're going to have to feel the same power that Jesus felt when He was resurrected to go to heaven. We got to, folks. It's important that we see that. Well, He's now up. Well, why is it so important that He rise on the third day, other than that He said He would? Why is it so important that He rise on the third day? You say, now I'm going to get the answers, aren't I? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. And here it comes. Because God is in charge of the numbers. And you think you're a math professor. Come on. God's in charge of the numbers, folks. He sets them. He does. And so He set the third, which is Shelosh, which means complete and good, perfect and whole. Remember? Well, it had to start somewhere. The story of Easter didn't start on the third day. It started on the first day, like everything else. Now, day number one means something too. Did you know I was going to look that up too? Well, I sure did. And the Hebrew meaning for one is Shema. Now, what does Shema mean? Shema means the unity between God the Father and His Son. God the Father and His Son came together to die, day one, to die so that you and I could know what it is to have our sins forgiven, paid for, and we could be ready then to go to heaven. But that wasn't it. That wasn't it. He wasn't going to just die and be buried and it was over. The story don't end there. And we say every time we do a funeral, well, this is not the end. And it's not. It won't be. And it wasn't the end when He died and was buried on the first day. That wasn't it. Wasn't it at all. Shema, who on day one, became my Redeemer and your Redeemer. On day one, He became the one who would atone for your sin and my sin. Paid the price in full, Anthony. Good stuff? Oh, it's good stuff for those who believe. I promise you, you cut the Bible anywhere you want to and it will bleed red. From Genesis to Revelation, it will bleed red. I promise you that that'll happen. So, because it tells about my redemption, the atonement for my sins, that's what the whole Bible is about. But listen to this. But that was His death. We're leaving His death now. Got to leave His death, because if He doesn't live, His death doesn't mean anything. He died for my sins, and I am so thankful to say He died for my sins. But He must live, because the Bible says, if Christ be not risen, then is your preaching, mine, any other preacher in here, your teaching, everything about the Word of God, it's vain, it's empty. Then He goes on to say, and also is your faith empty? So if you say that you have faith in God above, your faith is empty if He does not resurrect. So are you glad today that He resurrected so that your faith would be what it ought to be? I am. Makes me happy to know that He did that for me. Now, if Christ be not raised, ye are yet in your sins. That's what the Bible says. If He be not raised. So we're taking Him from His death to His resurrection. We're taking Him from death to life. And He wants to do that. Because of the third day, folks, we have some special privileges. Y'all like privileges? I love privileges. I take them all the time. Now, if you don't catch my little short sentences, I'm a dunner. Okay? I said I love privileges. I take them all the time. Okay? And I'm sure that you all take some on your days off too. Because of the third day, though, we have something that the world doesn't have. We have a fragrance. Now, every one of us probably wears some sort of fragrance. I'm not going to tell you what mine is. Okay? It's alcohol. Rubbing alcohol. These older men will know what I'm talking about. Just good old rubbing alcohol, you know? Well, no, you all have a fragrance, don't you? You like fragrance. Everybody likes a fragrance. You smell of the flowers, don't you? God created them so we could smell them, and we like a fragrance. Well, could I tell you that there's a fragrance to the born-again child of God that comes from an empty tomb? Yeah, you can smell that fragrance from the empty tomb. Because when he got up on the third day, he folded his clothes, like most men don't. He folded his clothes, his wrappings, and he cleaned the place. It was spotless when he got through. And then you know what he did? He just walked out. He just walked out of a tomb where he was dead. We have the smell of that, the fragrance of that empty tomb because he resurrected on the third day. Amen. Aren't you glad he resurrected on the third day? Because you see, on the third day, it was complete and good. Something smells good about complete and good. Something smells good about being perfect and whole. It does. It has a sweet fragrance to it. And I like it. So because he resurrected on the third day, we have that. Because he resurrected on the third day, we have the Lord's day. You like the Lord's day? Lord, I love Sunday. I live Sunday to Sunday and take a break on Wednesday to get ready for another Sunday. Amen? I love the Lord's day. And that's mine. Because he resurrected on the third day. I have in my possession, and you have in your possession, the Lord's day. It should be a wonderful day that we all look forward to. I tell you, when I saw these families coming in here this morning, it just warmed me up one side and down the other, because I saw on the third day, on the Lord's day, families were coming together to worship the one who gave them the breath they breathe and the life they have, the jobs they have, the homes they have. It just blessed me up one side and down the other. He's everything to us. He is everything. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. And you know, because he resurrected on the third day, you have a church. Now I know you could go anywhere you want to, but you chose here today. And I'm happy. I hope you'll choose next Sunday to be here. Amen? That aside, it doesn't matter where you are next Sunday. If you're in the house of God, look up and give him praise and glory, because on the third day, he made it so that we could be here. There, if he doesn't resurrect, there's no Christian church. None. Absolutely none. So we're not just coming together here at 1011 East Holston Avenue because it's a spot on earth where we meet together. We're coming together at a church building where we can come together as the church and worship him as the one who died for our sins and as the one who resurrected so that we could be justified to stand before God today. Amen. How wonderful he is. So I have my church. I love this church, by the way. Have I told you lately? That's a song. Not many got that, did they? I love this church. I do. But I love my Lord more than anything in this whole wide world. Because he died for me. And then on the third day, a number set aside just for him, he made all of that complete. He made all of it perfect and whole so that I could have something perfect and whole. Without that, I don't have anything. I don't. And he made it so. He did. Y'all got your Bibles? Do you know the New Testament starts at Matthew? Just want to make sure you knew it started at Matthew. Ends at Revelation. Did you know that if he doesn't resurrect on the third day, you don't have that? You like to read the New Testament? Read a lot of it. Because if it wasn't for him resurrecting on the third day, you don't have it. There's no story there anymore. None whatsoever. The story of the resurrection won't be there. The story of his birth and his life and his death won't be there. It'll be in the grave with him. It'll be dead. But thank God that's not the case. It's alive because he's alive. And to the believer, and my heart and soul goes out to everyone in here today. And I honestly pray that you can say in deep inside your own heart, I am a believer. And it not just be a word, but it means something to you because it takes over your very soul. It saturates you with a love for him that you never had before. And to the believer, he assures because he came forth on the third day, he assures you that you can go right in before God the Father. You say, wait a minute, I can't go there. That's God. That's God the Father sitting on his throne in heaven. I have to have permission. If you're a believer, you have permission. You know his son. Who's going to come to my house and say, I know your son. Can I come in and have a cup of coffee with you? I'd say, you can come in and take a room. Because that's my son. And he would say to you, you know my son. You accepted my son as your savior. You got all the rights. Because he resurrected the third day. All this belongs to you. You are assured of this. Because he resurrected the third day. I have a lawyer. I have an intercessor. And he sits real close to the one who makes all the decisions. Woo! Did I say that? I did. He sits right there and he looks down at each one of you, and he knows you by name. He does. And he says, God, Father, that's mine. And I know, God, he or she did something they shouldn't have done, but they're mine. And the God of all forgiveness says, I know. I know. And he puts out that big hand and he says, come here. Come here. I'm going to hear the case. I'm going to rule. You accepted my son as your personal savior. Everything's good to go. Amen. 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 Jesus is my intercessor. Amen. Stands right there before the Father and says, he's mine. Do you know why that I have the right to stand here behind this sacred desk, this pulpit, and serve you as your pastor? You know why I have that right? He resurrected the third day. Couldn't be any other day. It makes it whole for me. It makes it perfect for me. It makes it so good that I can stand here and share my heart with you about who he is and what he is because he resurrected the third day. Oh, how good he is to us. How good he is. He assures me that I will one day
resurrect the same way he resurrected, by the power of God himself. Oh, you say, really? Does that happen? Does that really happen? Oh, does it ever? Does it ever? Sometimes I'll be sitting at the house thinking about my mom and my dad and my sister and my brother and all those who have gone on, my so many I can't count of my brothers and sisters who are in the graveyards around this area, and I can just see them one day bursting forth in that old grave and heading off up into the air. And that day we'll all get together and we'll be with him forever and forever and forever. Oh, what a Father in heaven. Oh, what a Savior we have today. And he rose on the third day so that I could resurrect. It may be that I'm still alive when he comes to get his church. That'll be great too. But if that's not the case, and I'm in that old grave, I'll come out of there. And I will be immortal. The same way that he has immortality, I'll have immortality. I'll never die again. Never, never, never. I'll live forever. Wow. And all because he chose. He chose the third day. I'm so glad that it was on the third day, because it made it complete. It made it good. It made it perfect. We don't live in a perfect world, but oh, what God has done inside of us is absolutely perfect. Perfect. The lost. I started to say it would hurt my heart to know that there are some in our congregation who are lost today, and I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say it is so good that you're in this congregation today, because can you feel the Spirit of God working in this room today? He's working in this room. And he is so good to reach out and touch any heart. And the lost person, the person who hasn't recognized him as their Savior yet, he loves you. He loves you. He does. And I have to tell you that if you're lost, you're dead. I wish I could say something else, but you see, I have to say what the Word of God says. You're dead in your trespasses and sins. But you're the one. You're the reason he came forth on the third day. He made a way for you to leave here and go to heaven forever and ever and ever. Accept that. The third day. I hope it's never the same to you anymore. Let us pray. Easter Sunday morning, like Cheryl was saying a few minutes ago, Easter Sunday morning is special to him because that's a day when his son went away from his home. And in my ministry, I have had people leave their seat and walk forward and say, I want Jesus Christ as my Savior on an Easter Sunday morning. And oh, I would only pray that right now, if you don't know him, if you're lost, this would be the day that you step forward and say, I want Jesus Christ as my Savior. Oh, what a day that will be. Lord, we're so thankful. We're so thankful for the third day. What a glorious day. What a wonderful day. And Lord, I just pray that your sweet Holy Spirit will touch every heart here today, and that we'll all leave here knowing your Son, Jesus Christ, as our personal Savior. We're going to pray this prayer right now in the name of your special Son and our precious Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's stand, please. We're going to sing a verse of this song. What is it? Page 81. You may know the song. If you do, you can sing it. If you don't, turn to page 81 and let's sing it together, because this is a time of making a decision. And if you would, please just stay where you are. I'd love for people not to be moving around right now, because sometimes in a decision-making time, you move, and somebody who's about ready to make a decision, Satan gets their attention, and it could slip away. Don't, please, okay? Just as you are, oh, sing it like you've never sang it. It's 12 o'clock on the dot, and we're going to sing one more verse of this. If you need to make a decision, don't wait until midnight. 12 o'clock in the middle of the day is a good time to make a decision. If you wait till the midnight of this old life, you see it at the midnight cry, he comes to get his children, and there'll not be another opportunity. Don't waste it. Please don't. Let's sing another verse. Just as you are, that's the way he wants you. You say, but I'm not a good person. I'm a sinful person. That's exactly why he died and that he rose on the third day. That's exactly it. Recognize that. Please don't let this old world take your eyes off that. It's such a beautiful sound to hear the congregation singing together. Your voices blend so beautiful. And half of you in here would raise your hand and say, I can't sing a lick. And I'm telling you, it sounds glorious. And if you need to talk to me, as some of you thought this past week I'd already died and gone to heaven, I'm still here. If you'll just call me, I have vehicles in my driveway that they all start. I'll come to where you are, and I'll talk to you about your relationship with God. You see, I'm thinking I'm not going to tell people anymore about church. I'm thinking I'm going to start telling everybody about Jesus and their relationship with him. Do I like to have people come to church where they can hear the gospel? Of course I do. But I may miss my chance, because you see, very few of the people I invite to church come. I want everybody to know him. And I want you to know that he arose the third day. Everybody raise your hand. Is God good? He is good. Let's thank him for this day. Now, you do know that we do not meet this evening on Easter Sunday. I'm going to meet with my family today. You meet with your family and have a good Easter. And your kids can hunt the Easter eggs, but let's look to the cross and the open, empty tomb and thank him that that's the reason God gave you children, so that you would know that on the third day he died for them. I'm going to preach again. So shut me up, okay?
Anthony, would you dismiss us in prayer, sir?
Thank you.